Phoneboy Speaks, episode 270, Fractions of Time Slices. I remember back to when I first put a website on the internet, and this was back in the 90s. It was a very, very uncommon thing back in those days. I mean, and it was also, definitely had a this tall to ride thing. This is well before there were, content management systems like WordPress. Maybe Microsoft Front Page or something, but the web server had to have extensions in order to host the content. I mean, my first web pages were handcrafted in HTML. I might have used Netscape Composer for some of them. And in fact, I remember using Netscape Composer. I mean, how many people remember that product? And it was essentially a word processor that output HTML. And sometimes it put out decent HTML and sometimes it didn't. So I still ended up hand massaging it. So, and even today, if I want to just put up a quick and dirty web page, nothing beats HTML. But that phrase, shameless self-promotion, has kind of stuck with me. And it seems that pretty much, a lot of the, sort of the evolution of the internet and the different social services and different things out there, it either enables communication or promotion in some level, right? And, websites were shameless self-promotion of your company or, other people's companies, I guess. I mean, back in the early days of the internet, there was, the early days of the internet that most people knew, there wasn't a whole lot of ads. And of course, now there's, there's nothing but ads on the internet. And there's still a lot of promotion going on, I guess. Different kinds. There's so many people on the internet now; it's easy to get lost in all of the promotion. But the tools, the social media tools. If you get right down to why do I post to Facebook? Well, I'm shamelessly self-promoting whatever it is I'm doing. Oh, look, I had a great dinner, or my son did something cool today, right? And there's that, and then, I think about that, and I go, okay, so who are these people I'm doing this to, or who's going to see it? And it used to be that it was easier to get attention. Now it's because there's so many places to do things, and people have such limited attention spans. So how much attention are you actually getting? There's ways of sharing pictures, there's ways of sharing video, and there's ways of sharing audio, which I'm doing here, of course. And sometimes I wonder, what's the point, right? I guess we do like to share what we're doing, and who are we sharing with? And I'll be honest, most of the people I interact with on app.net I've never met, and that's a good thing, I suppose. It's nice to meet new people, and I've actually met people on Twitter, right? And I used to do these meetups in Gig Harbor, and as a result of that, I've met some people that are actually in Gig Harbor, and I run into them. One of the guys I've been seeing at Starbucks more frequently lately. I'm not sure why, but there's people I've met in the community as a result of social media, which is great. But it's nice to know people, and it's nice to have the information exchange, the idea exchange, and you never know, right, when somebody you meet is going to present the next opportunity for you. So the world is an interesting place, and so I guess it's still about making connections for everything, the self promotion and or keeping connections alive, and as the case may be, right? But given the number of people that are participating, the number of ways one people can do it, just the amount of time people have, it's actually really hard to get people's attention. And so, what I used to be able to do for like a blog post, number of views and stuff, I couldn't do that anymore, because there's so many more websites, there's so many, probably got fewer people interested in what I have to say too. And my podcast is not, I don't have hundreds of people listening to my podcast. I've got tens of people listening to my podcast. So there's only so much, you know, people only have so much attention, and we're all trying to self-promote, and we're all trying to gain, you know, fractional slices. I mean, it's why I do such short podcasts, because it's the only way I might have hope of getting your attention. And honestly, it's, you know, it's the amount of time I have too, as far as, you know, putting something out there. It's easy for me to talk into to my iPhone and put it up on the internet. Whereas actually sitting down writing a blog post, I mean, it takes a long time. And so I think it's, you know, we're all, I think, I guess I've answered my own question, because I was originally approaching this like, well, why do we do it? Well, we people like to be connected. I mean, it's, you know, it's like Nokia, it's a slogan, connecting people, right? It's, you know, people want to be connected. And yes, we shamelessly self-promote ourselves to maintain those connections, but that's, you know, that, I guess that's what we're about. We're social animals as humans, and technology just enables all kinds of new ways to stay connected.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.